Halton and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, MCFN, have put their ongoing work towards reconciliation into writing. On June 20, the region and the MCFN signed a relationship agreement, which formalizes the continuing work in developing a productive, joint and mutually respectful relationship. Building meaningful relationships with Indigenous peoples, communities and First Nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, the treaty holders of the territory in which Halton region sits, is an important part of Halton's responsibility for truth and reconciliation, said Regional Chair Gary Carr. By signing this relationship agreement, we help ensure that this work continues for years to come and that the relationship is based on cultural understanding, empathy and respect. Chimiagwech. Thank you to Ogama Law Form for your continued support. Carr and Law Form, a member of Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, signed the agreement at Halton Regional Center. Our journey of friendship and respect based on our treaty relations will give us the foundation to do good for all our people, said Law Form. Halton Regional Council approved the relationship agreement at its meeting on June 15. The agreement will help Halton and MCFN to achieve the common objectives of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, final report and calls to action, as well as the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP. Additionally, the agreement will help find areas of shared concerns and interests, as well as create and support understanding and ongoing conversations. Halton's land acknowledgement was developed in consultation with the MCFN, which also has a flag flying permanently at the Halton Regional Center. For more information about the relationship agreement, visit this website.